Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this June the 4th on the West Coast, now June the 5th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd also like to welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world and on BlogTalkRadio.com. Well, some very interesting news has been coming out lately regarding the oil catastrophe, which they continue to call a spill on mainstream media. Of course, we've been calling it what it is, and a lot of people have been taking heat for putting the truth out, but we have a number of issues to mention in regard to this event, which is pretty much panning out like we've been describing it for the past several weeks on this show and on some other shows. And we're going to talk about that with tonight's guest, who is our resident science advisor. He is a scientist, inventor, author, lecturer, and teacher, and my co-host every Friday night, every week, in fact, since I began Evident Footprints almost 3 years ago. And our guest's name is Jim Murray. Jim, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm well, Don, and yourself?
I'm doing excellent, thank you. Very well.
Good.
Enjoying the warm weather. I'm not enjoying what's going on down in the Gulf, of course, but then again, we know who we're dealing with here, and we have taken some preemptive action of our own in an effort to save our environment, despite those that seem to be intent on ruining it and destroying it. I wanted to mention something that we brought out when we first learned of this tragedy, which was blamed on several companies who are involved, whether it be Halliburton or Transocean Limited, BP. We're speaking about the Deepwater Horizon oil platform in the Gulf of Mexico. For those who are tuning in for the first time, I basically discerned that this event was a false flag event, that the destruction of this oil platform and the resulting, we'll say, blowout of this 5,000-foot deep well, we're speaking about 5,000 feet from the platform down to the ocean floor where the well is actually affixed to the pipe that runs up to the platform. And as many as, let's say, somewhere in the neighborhood of an additional 35,000 feet. Now, they've been saying that it's only 18,000 feet deep. In other words, 5,000 feet down to the ocean floor and an additional 13,000 feet. I've also heard accounts in the neighborhood of 23,000 feet. And recent information from Lindsay Williams throughout the month of May puts the depth at quite possibly something similar to a well that was dug in 2004 in Russia. And this well was dug on land, and they also had a problem with the well because they had gone roughly 40,230 feet into the Earth's crust. We're talking about something in the neighborhood of 8 miles, not quite 8 miles, but nonetheless, the deepest oil well probably ever actually dug, and the amount of pressure is phenomenal. It would certainly blow out the equipment. However, I also said that I felt that they used some sort of exotic weapon or exotic technology to affect this blowout and the destruction of the platform. And it so happens that some gentlemen were doing some fishing in the neighborhood of that oil well at the time of the explosion, and they began videotaping the event. And it's clear that there is some technology that was used to start the explosion, to start the fire, and it's visible in the videotape, which is posted on YouTube. Your comments on that, Jim? I don't know if you've seen it. Certainly, you may have heard about it, but we were right on the money.
No, I have not seen it, Don. I would actually like to see it. I did hear about it earlier today, and of course, you know how I feel about all this. Nothing surprises me. You know, some of the rumors that are going around concerning why this was done make perfect sense, that it was a false flag event. And the idea that a beam weapon or a particle weapon of some sort was used to inflict this damage makes perfect sense, because if it is a conspiracy for the purpose of extortion, which is pretty much what it is, it makes perfect sense that they'd want to initiate that action from as far away as possible, so they could always say, well, we weren't in the neighborhood, or, you know, nobody that you're accusing was around, so it must have been an accident, et cetera, et cetera. When something like this is an accident, it's not like this has never happened before. There have been wells that have blown out. There have been wells that have caught fire. There have been all number of unusual happenings in the oil industry for well over 100 years. And there are standard procedures that everybody is aware of, and there is equipment, specialized equipment, that goes along with fighting a catastrophe of this nature. Nothing was done at all. None of the equipment was initiated, from what I've been able to understand. The vacuum boats that are used to vacuum up the, you know, spills and whatnot were all parked at anchor and were never even fired up. Absolutely nothing was done, as far as I know, and that's not indicative of the sincere attitude of apology, guilt, and concern that goes hand in hand with an accident. As a matter of fact, the last thing I did hear about it was they were engaged in conferences concerning the best approach to stop this. In the meantime, tens of thousands of barrels of oil have been released into our ocean. And there's no way of telling the extent of the damage that this is eventually going to cause. So those are my immediate thoughts on the issue.
Mm-hmm. Now, in light of what you said, several things come to mind, and this is for those that either haven't listened to this show for the past several weeks or have not even really paid attention to the story above and beyond the fear mongers of the mainstream media, the disinformationalists, and the propagandists who have spun this to be something of an accidental nature, and who have really minimized or trivialized the amount of damage. For instance, most experts agree that there has been a constant flow of in the amount of 2.6 million gallons of crude oil per day, which has been flowing into the Gulf of Mexico from a depth of 5,000 feet upward to the surface since April 20th, and they have been adding dispersants, which they call what they're spraying on the oil to cause the oil to break up and basically sink, to minimize the visible damage that's occurring. Now, these dispersants are otherwise known as surfactants, which are similar to soaps. They break down oily substances, causing them to, you know, on the surface of the ground. Let's say if there was an oil spill on a nature setting, let's say on a grassy field, when they spray surfactants on that oil, the oil sinks into the ground, may even go beneath the root system of the plants, and therefore, because it's out of sight, out of mind. But that doesn't mean that there's not any toxicity or any pollution going on. Now, when you spray these substances into the ocean, the substances themselves are toxic, especially when you're spraying into an environment where there's life. In this case, marine life, plants, animals, and food sources. So the plants and the animals are going to suffer from this above and beyond what they're suffering from just the exposure to the crude oil itself. This has been trivialized. It's been talked about as a solution to this problem, which is untrue. Imagine that there was no oil spill and they were just spraying surfactants into the ocean. Obviously, it's going to have an adverse effect on nature. And so in this case, coupled with the crude oil, it's having at least a double kill effect on marine life in general. The oil is moving to the inland areas of the Gulf of Mexico. In particular, there's been a lot of publicity about what's happening in New Orleans and around Louisiana in general, and then in Florida. Now, everything is always equated into dollars, Jim. It seems that someone does something like this irresponsibly, and the management of this problem and the lack of enthusiasm in containing it indicates to me that they really don't care about the damage and that they're not really intent upon righting the wrongs that are being done. They're destroying the ecosystem of this planet. And you have this myth of global warming, the ignorance about chemtrails. We're being bombarded from top to bottom by this criminal cabal, this international criminal cabal that likes to call itself the New World Order, the elite, the Illuminati. And their interests are putting money into their central banks, into their many corporations, and to hell with the rest of the earth. That's the attitude that these people have, and they can only equate any responsibility into fines that they may impose or cash layouts that they have to provide the people who are losing business, the fishermen and the cruise liners and anyone who has any type of resort or vacation spot in an area like Florida, for example, where they may be losing money because people don't want to be in contact with crude oil and these surfactants, and certainly not with dead animal life nor the fumes. This is having devastating consequences on people's lives in a number of ways, and they always try to translate it into dollars. Isn't that always the case, Jim?
Well, it certainly seems to be, and even if they don't translate it into dollars directly, you know, there's always a dollar value hiding in the background. As we used to say in New Jersey, if you want to know the truth, follow the money trail. Mm-hmm. And speaking of the money trail, friends of mine who are situated abroad, I might add, recently communicated an email to me, which I thought was pretty astounding. And what it had to do with was the fact that certain authorities, let's just leave it at that, made the statement that 60 billion dollars a month, that's billion with a B, would be made available for this cleanup of this mess providing that the U.S. government and other parties involved unilaterally agree that the money will be channeled into activity by passing through the Vatican, through the Queen of England, and through the Federal Reserve before it is spent. Now, what does that tell you? I mean, if there's even a glimmer of truth in that, it tells you the real purpose of this whole event. You're not going to tell me there's anything accidental about a blackmail scheme. That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've actually mentioned this on at least two shows, maybe three shows this week, Jim, so I'm glad to hear you chime in with the same thing. I think I had heard that it was the Bank for International Settlements and then the Federal Reserve and the Vatican is what I had heard. So as the story goes...
It's at least two out of the three that I mentioned.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not saying either one of us is right or wrong, but you get these varying stories coming out, and all I can say is that again, it's money. Basically, they're talking about this $60 billion going toward saving the whole planet's ecosystem. Not just in particular this oil catastrophe, but $60 billion a month. Now, how do they arrive at such a figure, I wonder? I wonder how that equates to, annually that's roughly, you're going to be approaching $1 trillion. In other words, their intent really is to get their hands on more cash to play in the derivatives and hedge fund games that they're playing everywhere else.
Want the status quo to survive at all costs, and they're willing to destroy the planet to achieve that.
Yeah. So this event, again, that spurs on such a conversation as what you just mentioned, is another indication that it's a false flag event. No doubt about it. And the people who are, this is the clincher for me, and I've said this on several shows, even last night. The people who are in charge of all of this nonsense that's going on are largely illegal aliens from the White House down. Anyone he's appointed, anyone he's involved in this thing, this is nothing but organized crime. There is no standing. They keep telling us we have no standing in the courts. These people have no standing in light of our Constitution. I want to scream it out. I'm so incensed with what's going on. Really. The laws that they're creating are null and void. This is a charlatan, a faker, an imposter, a usurper, an illegal alien that's using a social security number of a man who would be 119 years old were he alive today. How much more blatant can it get? And these are the people managing this event. The media is portraying this guy as a hero when he's not even worthy of being a clown. There's not enough makeup to hide his false identity. So that's my little rant here, but I just want to underscore what you said, because you were right. It's only about money. It's only about power. It's only how they can divert what is good and make it evil and use it for their nefarious purposes. That's it. I can't fathom how the world can tolerate this much longer. I really can't.
Well, you and I have had some private conversations. You know exactly where I sit on that issue. All I can say is, thank God I'm not in charge. They're talking about a reduction in population. Believe me, I'd give them one. But that's not going to happen. So the next thing that we need to address is, why is it that nobody has picked up on this even yet? I mean, let's take the media for an example. okay, we already know who controls the media. We understand the power exerted by the FCC and all this other stuff that goes on, the bribes, you know, the threats, and all that stuff. But just how far do you think that can go before one of these stations develops enough conscience to say, the heck with the orders, let's tell the people what's really going on? I just can't believe that nobody's got the guts to do it. You know, to me, it's just a perfect example of how controlled, how programmed, and how gutless the American public has become. And I can get away with saying that. I was born here.
Well, yes, I agree. Yeah, I agree. You know, it's sort of like a whore in a whorehouse denying that she's a whore and that the whorehouse is a whorehouse. You know?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. That's,
you know, they're and I use that term, that's really the flavor of the media. They're prostitutes. They're prostitutes working in a monopolistic brothel, spewing out disinformation and lies constantly, propaganda, mind control, the corporate drumbeat, and basically everything that they, you know, by and large, the largest percentage of everything that they advertise has to do with pharmaceutical drugs. Three letters now represent the drug, just like the intelligence agencies. It's ridiculous. And it's not going to change unless people stop paying attention to it. They keep turning to these filthy, lying, deceitful entities, calling themselves the mainstream media, expecting to hear the truth. We're expecting them all of a sudden to start telling the truth. Most people can discern that that they lie about everything. They exaggerate everything. They manufacture the data that they supposedly disseminate in representing the truth, and has nothing to do with the truth. This oil catastrophe is a perfect example. They talk about the solutions to the problem. The solutions are capping the well. The solutions are digging a second well. In fact, Jim, there's been several reports that there is a second blowout that's even worse than the first.
Yeah, I heard that.
5 to 6 miles from it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a double whammy going on here. They're reporting one. They're lying about what's going on. Congress is lying about it. Congress is doing their best job to try to obfuscate whose responsibility it is. Let's get to the facts, which I stated from the very beginning. Let's find out who actually caused this event. Forget about the blowout preventers and all the safeguards that didn't work. Let's look at the technology. Now, there's a video that clearly shows that some sort of directed energy weapon was used. And it's caught on videotape by some fishermen in the area. They have no reason to doctor this video. They give their names, which you don't see. The oil company, BP, had all the employees on that platform signing releases, swearing that they didn't see the cause of this, they didn't know what caused it, and who knows, I haven't seen the forums, but I listened to some of the hearings, and it's another dog and pony show. You might as well be listening to the Watergate hearings, or the Clinton impeachment hearings, or the JF Kennedy assassination hearings, the Warren Commission.
Or 9/11 hearings.
Yeah, 9/11 or, you know, any event, any false flag event you want. Fort Hood, well, Oklahoma
City.
Yeah,
there's another one.
We have a whole bag full of these events now. We have a whole collection. We can start playing a board game. If you can come up with a game, maybe we should use something like the planet, the globe, on a flat board. And just name all these false flag events and who was behind all of them. I think it would be a great...
As long as you're going to start drawing up this game, John, don't forget Haiti.
Well, Haiti's another one, sure. And then you have the Polish plane crash, and now you have this Turkish humanitarian event, and you have Israel butting its nose in another event, preventing any relief getting to the Palestinians. You see, it's this recurring event, and Israel will be in there too, with this rogue, fictitious government that we have in the United States. And the whole world is listening to this show tonight, Jim, so I want people to know that we're quite aware of what's going on.
Well, let's throw in a few extra tidbits as long as we got those many people listening. Another
sure.
report that I got today, which I thought was interesting, and perhaps you heard about it too, Don, a number of people that were deathly ill from the cleanup situation down there. Apparently what's going on to some extent is that British Petroleum is actually hiring fishermen and their boats to so-called help with the cleanup because of the fact that they have, you know, already destroyed their income, and this is the only thing they can do right now to earn money. Well, most of the people, I don't know what they had them doing, but they're out there riding around in this this benzene mist, taking readings and taking samples and doing all this other stuff. You notice that they get somebody else to do the dirty work, by the way.
Yeah.
The one guy reported that there were some seagulls on the bow of his boat, and as they went into this cloud of benzene, the seagulls literally fell over dead almost instantly. That's how sensitive the birds were to this incredible toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
Later, when they got through, all of them had raging headaches. They had sores on the parts of their skin that was exposed, and terrible coughing and irritation in the lungs and the respiratory system. And so they immediately went to hospitals, and their clothing, the protective clothing that they were wearing, was discarded. They were made to take a series of showers and chemical washes, and when they came out, they were given some kind of paper suits, and they asked for their clothing back, and they said it was confiscated by BP. They would not be allowed to have their clothing. And, you know, as well as I do, that there's only one reason to do a thing like that, and that's to prevent an actual sample of the kind of material that they've been exposed to from being analyzed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, their cover story that there's nothing really toxic about it. I mean, who in the name of God do they think they're fooling? One of the fractured distillates that comes off of crude oil is benzene. You don't even have to be a chemist to know how toxic benzene is. It's a known carcinogenic. It's a poison. There's a million things wrong with being exposed to benzene. It's an anti-life chemical, just like oil is. And over and above all that, now that the sun is vaporizing this stuff, since it has a very low vapor pressure, it doesn't take that much heat. The heat of vaporization is all you got to supply. And that stuff takes off and sublimates into the atmosphere. Now you're going to start seeing benzene coming down in the rain, and I'm sure that's going to work wonders for the orange groves in Florida, not to mention the resorts where people are, you know, are looking forward to getting suntanned and all this kind of stuff. You're going to have benzene coming down into the sand of the beaches, into the orchards, into the gardens, and now they're talking about where can we put all these people when we evacuate them? So they're anticipating things getting bad enough that they're going to evacuate Florida and all the Gulf states, and there's no intelligent place to put these people. But guess what? They've got concentration camps already set up,
mm-hmm.
so they can just kind of disguise them a little bit, put up a few Red Cross tents, and herd people into those places. So I wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing some real interesting stuff happening here very soon. But the thing of it is this. I think that they've shot themselves in the foot, because in the long run, there's no way that you can hide, you know, the negligence, the intent, and the collusion that's going on here. And I think when the sleeping giant of America does wake up, there's going to be a lot of commotion. And I just pray that it happens soon.
Yes, we've been having this conversation in general for a number of months, haven't we? Virtually every week, Jim, we've both expressed sentiments along these lines that people have to start waking up. These things don't happen by accident. They're planned. Now, if anyone doubts the veracity of what we're saying, there, and we've discussed this on past shows, you and I as well, and we've been discussing this over a period of weeks, about the put options on a catastrophic failure of an oil company in the Gulf of Mexico. And Goldman Sachs dumped the majority of its BP stocks around March 31st, basically 21 days prior to this event happening, which occurred on April the 20th. And the put options were obviously bet that there was going to be a huge failure of an oil company, and they were going to rake in billions, if not even trillions of dollars. Now, the smoking gun is there that Goldman Sachs, who has been involved in money laundering, in extortion, in embezzlement, and every scam, every Ponzi scheme in the derivative hedge fund market, international banking transactions of the most fraudulent type, the seizure or the interference with the international settlements that have been going on. I've been reporting it since I've been on the radio, and I've been reporting it on other shows since 2006. And this ties in with Wantagate, and it ties in with funding that's been put out there 30 years ago on with the expectation that around this time people would be receiving their funding and a very healthy return on their initial investment. All of these funds have been hijacked. The foreign accounts, and I've mentioned this on shows to you, Jim, the foreign accounts have been frozen. They don't have access, so they have to keep creating these events to try to come up with new ways to get their hands on cash. If it's not in a tax, if it's not in some kind of bailout, who got bailed out? Goldman Sachs and a bunch of other corrupt insurance companies. AIG is another one. They were all doing business with Countrywide. Is it an accident that the real estate market turned upside down in a very short amount of time, and that all these companies simultaneously went down? They're stealing the money. The money's not there. They don't have the money to operate because it's all been stolen. So what do? They make more money out of thin air. And they get caught doing that, and all these schemes get exposed. And the couple of people that are out there in the news, the Bernie Madoffs and the Stanford guy, those are drops in the bucket. Those are gratuitous sacrificial lamb busts to make it appear that the SEC is doing its job. But you don't hear the SEC mention the $3.87 trillion lawsuit filed against them for their part in, and guess what? Goldman Sachs, again, is involved in this. They sold $2.2 trillion of a company's stock. This is Phantom stock. 2.2 trillion shares, and it was found out, and they're being sued for $3.87 trillion. That's the CMKX, CMKM diamond mine in Saskatchewan, Canada. And That's just another scam. Just scam after scam after scam. So if they're not attacking the ecology, they're attacking people's bank accounts. They're attacking the infrastructure of the real estate market, causing people's real estate values to plunge. Why? Because their properties aren't worth anything, or because they've been corruptly inflated to reflect across the board the values of properties that were illegally transferred into foreign bank accounts without the knowledge of the original title holders. It's just one fraud after another. So, you know, right now they just happen to be targeting nature. Well, you can't go too far. You either target people or you target nature. There's not much else you can do on this planet, is there?
it's pretty obvious what's going on. I really think that part of the problem is, you know, people just they really don't want to know. I mean, that's almost what it comes down to. I got my hair cut today and brought this very subject up to the barber that was cutting my hair. And he, no matter how I steered that conversation, that man countered with a different argument that more or less pushed the conversation back into the realm of acceptable propaganda. It's almost like they really don't want to know if it's really happening the way we're describing it. It's too uncomfortable. Well, you know, the irony of that is that it's going to be a heck of a lot more uncomfortable as this thing proceeds. Just imagine if they can do this to the Gulf of Mexico with no conscience involved. Just imagine the kind of hellish behavior that they're going to unleash if they ever gain control of this planet. Or this country, depending on whatever they're trying to get first.
Well,
people just don't get it.
Mm-hmm. You bring up a good point, too, because it makes them feel uncomfortable. Well, if your house is on fire, are you going to say, well, I'm not going to call the fire department, or I'm not going to try to put the fire out myself because you're uncomfortable? It's going to burn down. I mean, it's the same thing here. It's absolutely the same thing. People don't want to know. They don't want to face it. They're in denial about everything because they've been brainwashed. They've been mind controlled. They've been lied to forever. And it's just a little bit too much effort. It really brings them out of their comfort zone to have to recognize, yes, there's a problem, and yes, I have a responsibility along with all the other people in this country to do something about it. Of course, you know, we've talked about this on other shows. In particular, Michael Anthony brought up a very good point a couple of weeks ago that there are two types of people on the planet. We have producers and we have non-producers. And the producers are the people that work, the people with the ideas, the people that create things, manufacture things, invent things, and bring them to a marketplace or provide a service. And the rest of the individuals that stick their nose into that business are the non-producers telling us how we're supposed to do it, what we're supposed to give up, and when and how high we can jump. And that is the crux of the problem, is that the non-producers are running the world. They're not contributing to the world. They're spending the world. They're stealing the world's resources. They're stealing the world's creativity, destroying it. It's just a never-ending battle. It's very clear when you look at it that way, you know. You have the government. You have to do this, and you have to do that, and you must do this, or else you're going to have this fine and go to jail for this, and you'll never get out. You'll never see the light of day. Well, guess what? Those of us that aren't in that situation aren't seeing the light of day either. All we're seeing is chemtrails. You know, it's just never ending, Jim. And you know, I feel really sorry for the people that think that that because they can become angry because we tell them these things, that they have a right to be angry about the fact that we're telling them this, but they don't get angry about the truth of what's happening. They could care less. You know, to me, that sounds very dysfunctional. Really?
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of dysfunctional people out there. But
you
know what just brings to mind, which is kind of interesting, not that I'm a Bible thumper by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm certainly familiar with the book.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of analogous to the story of Noah. You know, Noah and his family were trying to heed the warning. They went out of their way to build this gigantic ark to save all the animals and you know, a certain number of people. Everybody mm-hmm. around them scoffed and yelled and made fun and refused to help, et cetera, until the actual day came when they loaded up the ark, sealed the door, and it started to rain like the Dickens. Those people that scoffed that whole time they were building that thing were probably the first ones pounding on the side of that boat, begging to get in. And that's exactly what's going to happen. It may not be, I'm not talking about a flood, but I mean it's an analogous situation. The people mm-hmm. that have been avoiding the truth, that have been scoffing at, you know, the possibility that all this can happen, once this becomes a blatant, obvious thing, which it's going to, sooner or later, they're going to be the first ones that will be out of their comfort zone to the point where they're going to be doing all the complaining. And it's amazing to me, but that's just the way human nature is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, they've been programmed to be that way, you know, and probably even bred to an extent to be that way or to respond to the programming. In regard to this whole situation, Jim, several weeks ago I brought out the fact that Dr. Mike Castle has made us aware of a product he developed, and we asked our listeners to consider sending a dollar in. This is in a relief effort to get the product necessary to produce AmeriHaz, which is a powder substance that when put on an oil spill of any kind or basically any type of toxic spill, this product will lift and gather, let's say crude oil, for example. It will lift the crude oil and actually cause it to solidify. Then you can pick the oil up and remove it, put it into a tanker, and extract the oil later on, if necessary, or desired, we'll say. And that is done through a steam process. But I've seen the demonstration. I've seen a video that was made some years ago of this, and Dr. Castle was recently on the Ohio News Now network. They did a feature story about this product early on in this oil catastrophe that they continue to call a spill. Dr. Castle's product would be made available to those living along the coastlines who are trying to save their properties and of course, reverse what is happening here. Attempts have been made to get in touch with authorities at BP, in the government. We're talking about governors and other legislators, and there just seems not to be any interest in anyone doing anything with such a product. Their intention behind this whole event is quite obvious. They're not interested in cleaning it up. They'll bus in some people to a location on the beach, and they'll bus in the short-legged Mac Daddy to use it as a photo op, and those are the very people that you described as getting sick from exposure to this product, you see. So we have a solution. I've been giving out the address for anyone that wants to send a dollar to Dr. Mike Castle. I want to give that out again now. And if you have any questions about this product or want to make a comment about it, I welcome that, Jim. Anyone interested in sending a minimum of a dollar or more, if you're in a position to do so, for this relief effort, and this is not the government doing this. This is Americans across the country who see that this man has a product that is effective in doing what needs to be done. Not talking about it, just going out and doing it. You can send it to Castle Concepts Amerihaz, Amerihaz. The address, 1933 East Dublin Granville Road. Dublin Granville is hyphenated, by the way. Number 171, Columbus, Ohio, 43229. One more time, Castle Concepts Amerihaz, 1933 East Dublin Granville Road, number 171, Columbus, Ohio, 43229. Now, Jim, I don't know if, I think you heard of this product last week because we had Dr. Castle, or 2 weeks ago, we had Dr. Castle visit with us during the show, and he talked about this.
Yes, I'm familiar with his product, and I'm also familiar from several years earlier. Associates of mine had developed something similar, and if I'm not mistaken, the basic idea is that the actual material itself has the property that when it's mixed with oil, it literally creates a polymer, and all the oil compound gets bound up in this resulting structure, molecular structure.
Yeah.
And as you say, it can then be collected, and it can actually be cut like Jell-O almost. Only it's actually more resilient than Jell-O. It's almost like a sponge, like mm-hmm. a wet sponge, and
yeah.
That can be picked up, and the oil can be released later on if need be. But the important thing is it gets it out of the water.
Yeah.
Now, I think that the people that are big-hearted enough to send money to this cause and who are willing, you know, to help to get this product produced in large enough quantities to be helpful, I say God bless them. God bless all of them. But as good as that intention is, I'm willing to bet you that even if enough money was raised to fund the entire cleanup operation with this material, that you'd find resistance from the oil companies and from Washington. And that should be a real eye-opener to anybody with half a brain, because you're not asking them to pay for it. The American public is trying to produce this solution on their own, and yet, you know, it will be refused. And what does that tell you? I mean, come on.
Well, and I remind the listeners, those that would try to stop us have no standing. BP has no standing in this country legally. They're a foreign corporation. Okay? If they're going to come into our territory, they should be held accountable. And the clowns in Washington, specifically in the White House, have no standing. Jim, I'm sure you hear the tone of my voice. You understand this method, right?
I understand it all right.
They have no standing. They have no standing. We have the standing, despite what we're told in the courts. And I'll stand on that. I'll keep standing on that because I have standing. You have standing. And 99.9% of our listening audience has standing. But these infiltrators do not. This criminal cabal does not have standing. That's the message that's going to get repeated on every show. And everything I write, Jim, they have no standing. I think people should get tired of hearing the courts lie to us and collude with the criminals. They themselves are criminals. And if they can prove they're not, then I'll invite them on the show to debate them on the issue. They don't have the gall to do it, or the gonads to do it, though, I can tell you that. Comments?
No, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. You'd never get any of those people on this show.
Yeah. Well, Jim, what else is happening? There's been some Collider news lately. Have you read it or heard any of it?
No, actually, that's a subject I was not even aware of lately because I've been immersed in my own work. But I'd be real interested to hear what you know.
Well, supposedly there was an effective Hadron Collider event where they claimed that they were able to collide these two streams of atoms. Now, I don't know if I should actually treat that as the gospel truth, but there was some other event too that there was there was some guy who claims he was a time traveler. And he's trying to stop the event. They arrested him in Switzerland. I mean, it gets weird. But there's another collider in Batavia, Illinois. This is kind of an interesting story because the scientist there was a group of scientists who were invited to this Batavia collider. It's called the Fermi Collider. I find it interesting that Tesla didn't get one named after him after all of his contributions to science and invention over a very long, illustrious career. Fermi gets the nod on the namesake of this this place in Batavia, Illinois. And there was a Russian scientist, female, who was invited to be a spectator, a visitor at this place, and she made a cell phone call to the Russian embassy and basically relayed the message that she found, she got the information regarding what the purpose of this collider was, and she closed her message with the statement that it had dire consequences. It was something to be very concerned about. And while at the location of this Batavia, Illinois collider, she sustained a very severe fall, the type that breaks many bones in the body and kills one instantly. And it was ruled that there was no foul play. It just goes on and on.
Yeah, I mean, those things happen all the time, you know. It's amazing how there's no foul play. I'm sure it's just a coincidence, though. I mean, all of these government-supported efforts are blemishless, as you know.
Mm-hmm. But now the event the events that are going on in the Batavia collider event or situation have to do with interdimensional communication was one way it was put in an article I had read. Interdimensional communication. How would that be? How would that have dire consequences? Unless they're just playing with fire, but it sounds every bit insane to me what they're doing at that facility as the one on the borders of Switzerland and France, this Hadron Collider.
Well, look at it this way: let's assume that the model of the universe that everybody is aware of is incorrect, and let's further assume that the way it really is that you have a series of nested realities. And it's these nested realities that people are trying to describe with the word dimension. Now, I really am not an expert at this, but I'm hypothesizing. But if, in fact, you have enough energy at your disposal, let's say, to create an opening between two dimensions or two nested realities with the purpose of opening it enough to send a communication through to someone or something in the other world, the other reality. Well, what happens if that fabric is torn to the point where the hole is too big? You know, I can't tell you what's going to happen because I don't know, but one thing that's very clear, if the universe is really made that way, then God certainly didn't design it to have holes punched in it. And so, that's one possibility that, you know, could explain why there might be dire consequences. The other, which we actually talked about on the first Collider show, would be that, you know, these two impinging beams might manufacture enough antimatter to cause a very powerful regional detonation.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a fission bomb, the yield is actually very, very low in terms of the amount of mass that's converted directly into energy. I forget what the percentage is, but it's real small. It's maybe like, let's just say 5%, 3%, something like that. It's nowhere near 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And the irony of it is, if you've got opposite spin characteristics and opposite charge characteristics, I believe the annihilation is almost 100%. So if you have a proton collide with an antiproton, I believe all the energy is converted into a photon or multiple photons, which is another way of saying that there's nothing left except light and heat. And so it wouldn't take very much antimatter let loose in a normal environment to cause destruction that would make Hiroshima look like a 4th of July celebration.
Yes, when I had the opportunity to speak to some representatives of the United Galactic Federation, and as I mentioned on a past show with you, they chimed in and said that if they were successful in this experiment in the Hadron Collider, that they would probably take Europe off the map. And it's to me, it sounds insane. It serves no purpose other than to try to mimic the creation. The creation has already been accomplished. It doesn't, if anything...
It doesn't need any help.
Yeah, it doesn't need any help, and it doesn't need to be modified. It's quite capable of doing that on its own. But you have these billions and trillions of dollars being spent on this insanity over and over again. And by the way, the corruption is being tracked real time, and I think it's just a matter of time. They can't run away from this much longer. Even the world's best distance runners have to stop and take a rest occasionally. You know, there's just too much hitting the fan right now, and it's caught up with them, and. Because they control the mainstream media, they have been able to keep the information from getting out to the average Joe six-pack and Susie cream cheese and their five Twinkie-eaten kids, you know. But by and large, they're being let's say confronted at every phase of every new scheme that they dream up. And the truth is coming out. You know, Jim, I trust my intuition, and many weeks ago I said, this is a false flag event going on in the Gulf of Mexico. And it's turned out to be. Now we actually have film showing that something other than what was described occurred. And, you know, these congressional hearings are really a joke. They're trying to push people who were willing to come forth and testify as to what their experience was And I can tell you that there was a cover-up going on during the time all this was occurring amongst certain people there. If you listen to any of the testimony that they played on C-SPAN, there's a guy there that literally said at night, I sleep until I take my shift, is basically what he said. And when these alarms started going off, and this was long before the explosion occurred, there were things going on that indicated that there was a problem. And it was being ignored or brushed under the carpet, so to speak, that no one knew all the facts about what was going on. There were people, though, running around giving orders to other people. And they forced all these people to sign releases and making statements that certainly covered up what really went on. Who is BP that they can dictate what our government does? It's an oil company. It's nothing but, and it's not a very good one at that, based on what I've seen just from this one singular event. Not to mention that they add 10% ethanol to their product, saying that it makes it better and easier to produce and safer and for the environment and all these things. Well, you know, they're eating cream cheese out of one side of their mouth and they're eating a ham sandwich out of the other, because they espouse that their product is safe, yet they're destroying the planet, literally. And to me, if that's not hypocritical, I don't know what is.
And to have also the addition of ethanol being totally safe is another outright lie.
Yeah.
It's a known fact that ethanol, unlike pure gasoline products, disintegrates O-rings, ruins engine valves, and does all kinds of other things that gasoline does not do. And so you're looking at not only more wear and tear and overhead on your automobile, but it increases the likelihood of fuel fires and everything else due to the antagonistic nature of the product against the machine that consumes it. So, I mean, they'll tell you anything. That doesn't make it so.
Yeah. I don't know. Aren't you a bit outraged that these oil companies can just dictate what can be done? You know, we've encountered that. So you're very correct in saying, you know, that they won't allow it, and they're telling the Coast Guard how to run. I mean, this is part of our military. Their BP is controlling the U.S. Coast Guard in this whole event. I don't know. We've got traitors left and right. It doesn't matter if they were born here or not. But sooner or later, people have to get fed up with this criminal cabal controlling everything. Problem, reaction, solution. It's over and over again. We keep repeating the same things, Jim, each week. But somehow, I guess we have to counter the repetition of the lies, you know, with the truth the same way. Any closing comments you'd like to make tonight, Jim, before we call it a night?
Well, the only thing that I really feel we didn't touch on, at least not directly, and should be mentioned,
sure,
for the same reason, you know, for the value of repetition in the case of people who refuse to wake up. The dispersants that they're spraying are not only extremely toxic in their own right, but as you pointed out in the beginning part of the show, it causes the oil products to sink to the bottom. Now, that doesn't mean they're not doing anything down there, you know, out of sight, out of mind type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That material will roll along the ocean floor with the Gulf Stream's activity, and it's going to wind up crawling right up the eastern seaboard and over to Europe eventually. And on the way, it's going to kill everything that lives in those waters. I mean, that's a lot of life. You've got fish, you've got coral reefs, you've got countless types of aquatic plants, you've got crustaceans, you've got mammal life, you've got birds, you've got vegetation. I mean, this one event and all of its related and unpredictable secondary events is going to be something that is really going to tax not only the fabric of humanity, but the very biological basis of life continuing on this planet. These lunatics either don't know or don't care just how bad a condition that they have initiated. And it's really up to us to do something about it, because they're not going to.
Well, that's why we put out the message we did, you know, not just about AmeriHAS, but in general, for people to wake up and really pay attention to what's going on. I did a show on consciousness and discernment, and we have all these fear-mongering stories going out, and of course people are emailing these to each other. They're not really paying attention to what's going on. That they get an email from someone doesn't necessarily mean that they're getting the truth. But it's if the fear-mongering is not going through the mainstream media, people are somehow hell-bent that they've got to be in a state of fear, and they keep reacting to it, and that's not helping the situation one iota. People have to be thinking clearly and discerning what's really going on, and start acting with courage instead of cowering behind some chicken scratch on your computer screen. It's ridiculous. And the disinformationists, man, it just doesn't stop. We repeat these stories over and over. I was reading Chris Story's latest article where he's talking about the very bribery that's going on with the current administration. They're all being blackmailed and or bribed. I guess when you can blackmail somebody by threatening to disclose something about them, but it's so obvious that this is going on and who's behind it. Why is it that people give so much authority away to, number one, an infiltrator? And I'm not just speaking about the short-legged Mac Daddy in Washington, D.C. right now. I'm talking about George H. Scherf, Jr., a.k.a. George H.W. Bush, and his involvement, and Bill Clinton's involvement, and Hillary Clinton's involvement. You know, it was rather convenient for them to make her Secretary of State, but remember, she was appointed by whom? By an infiltrator, a charlatan, a faker, a usurper, an illegal alien that has no business being the President of the United States, and has demonstrated that at every opportunity. The only true story about this individual is that he had a homosexual liaison with Larry Sinclair, and he smoked crack cocaine in the back of a limousine and in a sleazy motel in Illinois in 1999. That's the only true story I've heard about him. And the rest of it's been debunked over and over and over again. And I'm still amazed at how many people have not even heard the truth about this. So the fact that these people, these types of individuals are running the show here is cause for concern in that most people are totally ignorant of this. The majority of people are ignorant. And that's what they're relying on, the ignorance, the abounding ignorance. And it's time for people to wake up. I say this on every show. Time for people to wake up and start taking responsibility. Jim, you are certainly one who inspires people to do that. I hear that from many listeners, and I appreciate you being on the show and and giving your scientific and spiritual wisdom to make the show what it is.
Well, thank you for that, Don, but to be honest with you, I wish I could do 1,000% more. I really do.
Well, maybe if the others would come forward and do their part, maybe they would free you up to be able to do that, you know?
Well, until that time, I guess we got to do it inch by inch.
Yes. Well, I want to wish you a great weekend, and let's keep an eye on this whole thing. I'm sure it's going to keep transpiring and revealing more of what actually occurred and who was behind it. And we'll do our part to get the truth out, and hopefully others will help us. And, Jim, you have done that tonight, and I want to thank you. I wish you a great weekend, and I look forward to your being on the show next week.
Well, thank you, Don. I'll be here. You take care.
Okay. You too. Folks, that wraps it up. Another edition of Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com, and tonight's special guest, Jim Murray. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network and BlogTalkRadio.com. Also want to thank Seth Hendrick on the sound tonight, Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible at BBSRadio.com, and most of all you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me next week for another episode of Evident Footprints. In the meantime, I wish everyone a great weekend and a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey everybody, this is your new friend, Julio, and I'm talking to you because I like to listen to BBSRadio.com. I sneak over the border every day, and I go see my girlfriend. She got a computer. Come on now, sing it, girls.
Hey, this is Vinny James, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is Robert Lee Kemp, the host of the Mr. Destiny Radio Show here on BBSRadio.com. Tune in Monday nights on the late night section at 7:30 Pacific and 10:30 Eastern. I want to invite you to come and listen in or participate in our lively and informative shows. Would you like to know something about your special destiny? How about your personal relationships or your finances? Are you thinking of moving but not sure when or if you should? Did you just meet somebody and want to know whether or not you are compatible? Would you like to know when you will meet somebody new or have more business success? Or would you like some help understanding your life and yourself? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I may have some answers for you. Tell me your birthday and I can reveal your secrets, maybe even secrets that you don't even know. The system I used is described in my two books, Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards, available in all major bookstores. Your birthday is the key to your birth card, and that card tells me everything about you. I invite you to come and learn more. I hope to see you then.
ships of soul. Searching for the truth, leave the magic behind. I wanna be flying where the waterfalls up to me. Millions of time covered in a dream, given to me. Dreams into being something you will never understand. Call my name and I'll call your name, and the ships are slowing down.